the seventh Wednesday in an ordinary time. Today's Gospel, Mark chapter 9, verses 38 to 40. John said to Jesus, "Master, we saw someone who drove out demons by calling upon your name, and we tried to forbid him because he does not belong to our group." Jesus answered, "Do not forbid him, for no one who works a miracle in my name can soon after speak evil of me, for whoever is not against us is for us." Commentary by Father David Perez. Whoever is not against us is for us. Today, we hear a reproach by the Apostle John, who sees people doing good in the name of Christ, but without being one of his disciples. "Master, we have seen someone casting out devils in your name, and we have tried to stop them, because they are not one of us." Jesus gives us the correct view that we should hold to these people. Take them to ourselves, widen our horizons always with a humble spirit. We are always in communion with them. One true faith, the same orientation, or in other words, walking together on the path to the perfection of God's love for us and love of one another. This way of living our vocation is one church, invites us to review in a peaceful and serene manner of coherence with which we live this openness to Christ. The fact that there are others that upset us because they do not have the same as we do in our indication of the fact, the love of Christ has not fully penetrated us in all of its depth. He asks us for the humility to accept that we are unable to fathom the full wisdom of and love of God, to accept that we are the ones Christ has chosen to let all mankind know that humanity is the way to become closer to God. Jesus went about his task from the incarnation onwards, when he brought us as close as possible to the majesty of God in the insignificance of man. St. John of Chrysostom says the cross and death was not enough for Christ, but he also wanted to be poor and of traveling stock, to be errant and bare. He wanted to be thrown in prison and suffer weakness in all order to convert you and me. If Christ did not let any opportunity pass to show his love for us, let us not let any prospect pass to accept those who are different to us in the manner in which each one of us lives his vocation, forming part of the church, for whoever is not against us is for us.